This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The permanent members of the UN Security Council, including Russia and China, have agreed to push for tougher sanctions on Iran. That news today from the European Union. The Security Council would move forward if Iran does not cooperate with nuclear investigators. It would be a third round of sanctions from the international body. The U.S. imposed its own sanctions last month.
In this part of the program, we'll examine the strained relationship between the United States and Iran. It's hard to miss the tough talk coming from the White House. Here's President Bush at a news conference 2 weeks ago.
We got a leader in Iran who has announced that he wants to destroy Israel. So I've told people that if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon.
Days later, Vice President Dick Cheney said this in a speech in Washington.
The Iranian regime needs to know that if it stays on its present course, the international community is prepared to impose serious consequences. The United States joins other nations in sending a clear message. We will not allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon.
Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad has never shied away from inflammatory language. He has repeatedly called for the elimination of Israel.
But when it comes to Iran's uranium enrichment, Ahmadinejad has consistently denied that he's after a nuclear weapon. Here he is, through a translator, on CBS's 60 Minutes last month.
The time of the bomb is past. The parties who think that by using the bomb you can control others, they are wrong. Today we are living in the era of intellectual pursuits.
Clearly, many in Washington and around the world just aren't buying it.
In a few minutes, we'll hear from Carnegie Endowment scholar Karim Sajedpour about what officials in the Iranian government may be thinking. But first, Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut. He supported the Bush administration's recent round of sanctions against Iran.
In fact, Lieberman co-sponsored a Senate amendment that declares Iran's Revolutionary Guard a terrorist group. He says Iran has been engaging in a proxy war with American forces.
The Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps and its Quds Force are training and equipping Iraqi extremists in Iran, sending them back to Iraq, and they are responsible for the deaths of literally hundreds of American soldiers and thousands of Iraqi soldiers and civilians. That's got to stop.
That was the gist of the Kyle Lieberman amendment, which called on the State Department, as it later did, to designate the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, the Quds Brigade, as a foreign terrorist organization. I'd like you to answer what former Senator John Edwards said in a recent Democratic debate about that resolution.
I mean, has anyone read this thing? I mean, it literally gave Bush and Cheney exactly what they wanted. It didn't just give them what they wanted. They acted on it. A few weeks later, they declared the Iranian Revolutionary Guard a terrorist organization. And this is going to sound very familiar. Remember from Iraq, the prelude to Iraq, proliferators of weapons of mass destruction.
Is it a prelude to war?
Oh God, no. As a matter of fact, this resolution and the designation as terrorist organizations is one of the best ways to avoid war. It's all about economic sanctions on this Revolutionary Guard Corps of Iran, which is not just a terrorist organization, but a big business organization. I wanted to say to Senator Edwards, have you read the resolution? All it asks for is economic sanctions. It is miles away from the resolution which quite explicitly authorized the use of force against Saddam Hussein that was passed in 2002. So it just was, I thought it was very irresponsible and very disappointing.
I want to ask you a question, a hypothetical. If Iran were to develop nuclear weapons, why would the logic of deterrence that deterred the Soviet Union, which when it first acquired nuclear weapons, was run by a certified madman, or for that matter, the People's Republic of China under Mao, who was vehement in his remarks about the United States and the West. Why would not the logic of mutual assured destruction and deterrence work with a nuclear Iran in the same way that it worked with those nuclear powers?
Yeah. I'm not prepared, and I don't think America should be prepared, or the civilized world, including our allies in the Arab world, in Israel, in the Middle East, to take the risk that the fanatical leadership of Iran doesn't mean what it is saying. I mean, we reached an understanding with the leaders of the Soviet Union throughout the Cold War that it simply wasn't worth it to risk or get into nuclear conflict. You know, you have established leaders of Iran, some who are described as relatively moderate, who say if they had a nuclear weapon and used it against Israel, they know that Israel would respond with nuclear weapons. And yes, it would kill millions of Iranians, but the revolution would go on. Now, that's a level of fanaticism and inhumanity that we didn't hear from the leaders of the Soviet Union. And it's what should worry all of us.
Before I let you go, is there some red line which you've crossed, and in the absence of sanctions preventing it from appearing, that would say to you, "That's it. I think we should strike. We should rally the allies and attack Iran."
Well, I'm really focused on the subject of the amendment that Senator Kyl and I put in. That's been the topic in these Democratic debates, because right now Iran has crossed a red line. I mean, they are responsible for the killing of hundreds of American soldiers. And right now, all that we, the United States, has done is to tell them, show them the evidence that we have that they're doing it and tell them they got to stop. And they haven't. So now we have economic sanctions. If that doesn't work, we really have to consider military action to stop them from doing it, perhaps by striking the bases around Tehran where we know they are training these Iraqi terrorists who go back to kill Americans. It's a much more complicated situation with regard to the nuclear weapons. And I think if we act seriously and strongly in regard to Iranian expansionism, they will take more seriously opposition to their development of nuclear weapons. And hopefully we will never have to carry out military action to stop Iran's nuclear program.
Well, Senator Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut, thank you very much for talking to me.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate it.
That's the view of a U.S. senator.